and get you. But before that, I want to share with you guys one more story, national park story, and we're going to find out what our final count was on the deaths for Dalits. Now, I know you guys this week have learned so much about the true promises of God, and today I just want to touch on two of them real quick. The one I really want to talk about is one of the central promises. It really is the true nature of God, and it's the theme, true love. It's the promise of true love. And you guys remember the verse that went on with that? Do you remember the verse that went with that? It says in 1 John 3:16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. You know what the great news is for every one of us? Is that God loves us so much that he came down on a rescue mission from heaven to earth through Jesus to help us because we were in trouble without him. And that is what true love is about. Now, national park story that I have for you guys about that. When I was a kid, your guys' age, I grew up in this wild and wacky place in southern Africa. And so when I was your guys' age, every Sunday we would go to a farm, and at this farm was a guy named Uncle Fred. I called him Uncle Fred. He wasn't a real uncle, but he's more like a really nice grandpa. And he had all these stories for us. Stories are great, aren't they? When I was your age, he sat us down and he said, you know what? My dad was a park ranger. Do you remember having the park ranger in this week from Stanley Park? His dad was a park ranger at Kruger National Park in South Africa. Now, the parks out there were a lot different than these kind of parks, right, that we have here. But they were a national park. And he was a park ranger, and he was out on patrol. He had his horse. Back then, this is 1904. He had his horse, and he was on the horse. He was going through the veld, through the savannah there. And he had his dog. Do you remember the theme for love? What was it? It was a husky dog. Now, his dog wasn't a husky dog, but his dog was named Bull. And so it was him, his horse, and the dog named Bull going through, and it was in the evening, and he couldn't see real well. And all of a sudden, you know what happened? This is kind of scary, but a lion, two lions, in fact, jumped out of the bush, and one of them jumped on the back of his horse, throwing him off of his horse. And the other lion chased the dog and the horse away, and the lion that was left behind grabbed him in his jaws by his shoulder. Can you imagine that? Being pulled along by a lion? Okay, this is scary stuff. Went 100 meters, but then all of a sudden he remembered that he had something to take care of that lion with. Reached down with his one good arm and took care of the lion. That's all I'll say about that. He's lying there, okay, he's injured, he's attacked and injured, and he's going, oh, good, that's taken care of. And then he remembered, uh-oh, there's another lion out there. What am I going to do? What do you guys think he did? Well, with his one good arm, he climbed a tree that he was right next to, climbed up on that tree, and just waited for some help, hoped that he'd be okay. Guess what happened? The other lion returned. When the other lion returned, well, the lion started to climb up the tree after him. That's pretty scary. Can you imagine being up a tree with a lion climbing up after you? But wouldn't you know it, right then, who else was with him earlier? His dog. Do you remember how we talked about how dogs are so loving? How many of you guys have a dog? A lot of you guys have dogs, I'm sure. Aren't they awesome? His dog came back and started barking at the lion, distracted the lion, got the lion to chase after him. And then after the dog had run away, the lion would come back, start going up the tree. His dog, Bull, would come, bark, 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 distract the lion, nip away at him, get the lion away. You know what? That happened all night long. His dog, Bull, loved him so much that he stayed with him until some help could come. He rescued him. Do you know what? What God did for us is to come and rescue us. That's really the story. That's the big story in this whole world, is that God came to this earth and he loved us so much that he came to rescue us. And like Uncle Fred's dad, we're wounded, we're broken, and we need God's help. And the great thing is he loves us so much that he's eager to help us, and he's there for us. He forgives us. He gives us hope. He gives us all we have. And like the last theme on Friday, he becomes our friend and becomes our forever friend. He sticks by us. That's the hope that we have. Where's that verse? Do you know, can you put that one up? True hope was the last one. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. God actually has a personal relationship with us. He's our friend, and he stays with us. So it's not just at kids' camp 1 week, but it's throughout the year. And you can stick by him. And you know what? The great thing is, when you have Jesus in your life, you're able to give hope to others as well. And we go out and we do kind things for people, not to try and get God to love us, but because he already loves us. And we go, oh, I've got so much love from God, I just want to do that for others too. Isn't that great? That's real motivation. It's not trying to get him to love us. We already know he did. He sent Jesus to this earth. Now we go out and we love others and we do good things for them. And one of the great things that you guys were able to do this week was give to the Dalit people in India. And we talked a little bit about that. Do you remember we had somebody from Dalit Freedom come here? And she talked about the schools that they're building in India for these people who have been put down so many years. They've almost been like slaves. And now they're rising up and they're giving them schools and they're giving them hope. Because when you have education, you have hope. And so what we did this week, and many of you as parents know about this because you probably your kids were hitting you up for money for that, is that we put money in this basket, and each day we counted the money that was from each of the groups and figured out how much we could give to the Dalits. So this is going to go to Dalit Freedom. It's an organization that builds Good Shepherd schools. It goes directly to them, and it goes directly to desks. I think we got a video that tells us a little bit about that, okay?
At my school, all the students have desks. A desk is a place to do my work. A desk is a place to concentrate. At my desk, I feel comfortable. Can you imagine school without a desk?
In India, poor Dalit children often don't have desks in their classrooms. Dalit Freedom Network starts schools in small villages for Dalit children. Thousands of Dalit boys and girls are receiving freedom through education. Many of the schools don't have enough money to provide desks for the students in their classes. Because of this, students often sit on the hard floor or on mats with their books on their laps. Without desks, they are cramped and uncomfortable and have a hard time concentrating. This is where you come in. For $30, you can buy a desk for one of our Good Shepherd schools. For $1,000, you can provide desks for an entire classroom. This is a wonderful gift which will make a real difference in a child's life. With desks, students sit proudly and can focus on their lessons. This change also helps their community. When the students have desks, parents are impressed and want to send their own children to the school.
A desk might seem like a small gift, but it makes a huge difference. Will you help?
Awesome. Well, you guys helped in a huge way this week. And I think we've got some numbers that we can show as to how much was raised for the Dalits this week. We raised enough. Yeah, give them a hand. 26 desks. 26 desks will be purchased for these Good Shepherd schools. $769 was raised. So that is just fantastic. Way to go, kids. That's giving hope, isn't it, to others? That is so cool. Well, what we're going to do here in a moment is go and have a barbecue together. Before that, I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers that made this week happen. Could the volunteers in the gym, wherever you are sitting, you might have a green shirt on, you might not, and I know there were volunteers that helped with food, some people helped set up, some people helped take down, whatever. If you did something for this week, would you just stand for a moment and we'll just thank you for a moment? All you kids, all you junior leaders, stand up. Let's give them a hand. That was fantastic. I think when the count was made in whatever capacity, different people, I know people sent food and everything, there were 98 people that made this week happen. So that is just awesome. We want to have a chance to both thank our volunteers and to just have a chance to get to know each other a bit better and enjoy some good food together. We have some hot dogs and farmer sausage dogs, I guess is what they are, happening on a barbecue already outside just through those gym doors over there. And what we'll do just after I say a quick prayer is just invite you to come and, well, if you have kids, fetch them first. And kids, if you can stay on stage and your parents will come and get you, and then you can go out and enjoy the barbecue together. And just want to make a quick note, too, if what we on Sunday mornings, 10:30 every Sunday throughout the summer, we keep going. We're starting a series this coming Sunday called Simple Faith. We're talking about a three-dimensional God, 3D God, this coming Sunday. 10:30 back here again. You're welcome to come. I think that's it. Yes, as you go out, too, two things you can remember. If you have a child, you can bring them with you. Could you also, if you're going out that way, bring a chair with you? We've got tables all the way out there. You can just grab your chair with you, put it around a table out there, and we'll have a chance. I believe it's continuing to clear up out there, is it, Kev? Oh, yeah, sure. We're going to just call it sunshine out there. I'll say a prayer, and we'll go. God, I just want to thank you so much. Lord, most importantly, we thank you that you love us. You love us so much that you would send your son Jesus to this earth to come and to rescue us, to help us, to be there for us, to forgive us, and to give us hope. Lord, I thank you too for the hope that we could give to the Dalit children in India. And Lord, for the hope that each of us can leave this week with as well. Thank you for the food we're about to have. You're a generous God. Thanks for giving us so many good things. In your name, amen.